This is your cybersecurity countdown, three top stories from Information Protection and Security in under 3 minutes. I'm Chris Newman. Here's a wrap-up of some of the biggest news happening in the cyber world this week. A United Health Group subsidiary is still mailing data breach notices this week to patients 1 year after a massive cyber attack. The cyber attack at the company's Change Healthcare business is believed to have affected half of the nation. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports a Minneapolis patient received a notice on February 24th of this year that the breach may have involved their data. United Health Group first disclosed the cyber attack on February 22nd of last year. United Health Group says it has since repaired the affected systems. Second in your countdown, the Security and Exchange Commission is creating a new unit focused on stopping cyber-related crime. The Cyber and Emerging Technologies Unit will be protecting retail investors in emerging technologies. Other priority areas for the Cyber and Emerging Technologies Unit includes hacking and stealing material non-public information, fraud involving blockchain technology, and the use of social media to commit fraud. And our number one story in this week's countdown, the largest crypto heist in history has a company offering $140 million in bounties for help in tracing and freezing stolen funds. Hackers stole around $1.4 billion in Ethereum cryptocurrency from crypto exchange Bybit. TechCrunch reports that Bybit's CEO announced the bounty, stating, "For every time someone traces and freezes stolen funds, 5% of that amount goes to the person who found the funds, 5% to the entity that freezes them." Chief Information Security Officer TJ Bean says that hackers target crypto because of the anonymity the services provide.
So hackers will typically want to use it, and it's pretty anonymous. They just say pseudo-anonymous because there's ways to get into the seeding and whatnot to figure it out. But the hackers will use it because they know it's a way to do dark things without anybody knowing who they are.
Multiple security firms believe the attack to be carried out by hackers working for the North Korean government.
North Korea's interest, when you start hearing actor groups like Lazarus, is where they were embargoed and they essentially want to still make money because no one's selling anything to them. And so what they'll do is they're getting creative to start stealing crypto or other mechanisms of cyber to make money on the side, where they can't do it from normal supply chain.
The US, Japanese, and South Korean governments claim that North Korea has stolen more than $650 million in crypto in 2024 alone. This has been your Cybersecurity Countdown. I'm Chris Newman. Subscribe now to this podcast for weekly updates on the news in the cybersecurity world, and listen to From IPS with Love, our podcast with extended interviews and discussion surrounding the cyber dangers you may face, both streaming now on all major podcast platforms.